Brothers, sisters, friends, Merry Christmas.
愿主赐福给大家有一个很好的这个假期。
May Lord bless us with a great holiday.
让我们每一个人能够在这个辞旧迎新。
Let everyone us at the time of say farewell to the last year and welcome the new year.
靠着主的恩典去脱去一些我们不好的这些旧的东西。
Get rid of the old and not good stuff with the grace of our Lord.
让我们能够在新年我们有得着神一些在对我们生命的更新。
Let God renew our life in this new year.
我们今天要把哥林多呢这个前书我们的最后一章结束。
Today we'll finish the last chapter of 1 Corinthians.
但是在十六章里面呢是保罗。他在讨论了前面所有的问题以后的他一些最后的吩咐交代劝勉。
The chapter 16 is Paul after all the teachings in the previous chapters, his last teaching.
所以不是有很简单的一个主题可以概括。
There is not a very simple theme of this chapter.
但是我们会来看的几件事情。
But there are several issues.
不过呢，我想可能需要简单的对我们整个哥林多前书做一个 summary.
I think we have to make a simple summary of the whole First Corinthians.
在哥林多前书呢，是保罗一开始在简单的、很简单的问候过后。
In the beginning of the First Corinthians, after a very short greetings.
保罗就非常直接地指出哥林多人的问题。
Paul just pointed out the problem of Corinthian people directly.
我想问你们哥林多人的第一个大问题是什么
？I want to ask you what's their first problem.
已经忘记了对吧？结党纷争。
The division of the church.
而且保罗花了四章的经文来讨论这个问题。
Paul spent four chapters to talk about this problem.
所以这是一个可能是哥林多人最严重的问题。
This is one of the most serious, this is the most serious problem of Corinthians.
那么在第二部分呢，保罗指出哥林多人道德上面的问题。
Part two, Paul pointed out some moral problem of Corinthians.
主要有三个问题，一个是乱伦的问题。
Three problems, the sexual immorality.
另外一个是信徒之间彼此告状的问题。
And the people in the church sue each other.
然后呢是淫乱的问题。
Oh, the sexual immorality.
跟这个跟前面的那个乱伦还是不一样啊，就是在性方面非常对，你现在翻译的对的啊。好，那在第三个大的问题呢，其实是主要是讨论关于性的问题。
The third issue is about sex.
所以是关于结婚的问题。
About marriage.
关于这个守童身。
About chastity.
还有关于这个守寡。
And about the obstinacy of the widow.
那这是第三部分，是主要在第七章里面。
This is the third part in chapter 7.
接下来呢，又讲到一个哥林多人主要的问题是什么呢？是吃的问题。
The next problem is eating.
就是吃这个吃肉，就是吃祭偶像的肉。
The meat offered to the idols.
那保罗花了八九十三章的经文来讨论。
Paul spent chapter 8, 9, 10, three chapters to talk about this.
那么再接下来呢，就是哥林多人教会的这个聚会的次序的问题。
And then about the order of the gathering.
然后呢，这个恩赐呢，运用的时候不按照这个规矩。
They do not use their gifts according to the rule.
圣餐也不按照规矩。
They do not partake according to the rule.
然后呢，这个
，OK，
然后呢，这个女人呢，在聚会里面呢，也不按照次序。
The female speak do not according to the order.
那最后一个问题是复活的问题。
The last problem, the question is the resurrection.
这是十五章我们刚讲过的。
In chapter 15, we just talked about.
那么在十六章呢，是保罗最后的一个劝勉和问候。
The chapter 16 is Paul's last teaching and greetings.
在十六章里面，一开始保罗就讲到一个事情，就是捐献的问题。
In the beginning of chapter 16, Paul talked about the donation.
这里的捐献它不是指十一奉献。
This is not about the sixth offering.
不是我们平常的信徒应该的奉献的那一部分。
This is not the part that we ought to give.
这是额外的。
This is some extra part.
是特别特别的一个收集的一个款项。
A special offering.
那么这个特别的这个要凑的这个钱是干什么呢？是为了要帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
This money is to help the church in Jerusalem.
那因为耶路撒冷教会面临在这个经济上非常的困难。
They are facing some economic problems.
耶路撒冷的教会为什么会很穷呢？
Why they are so poor?
它有可能有几个原因。
There are several reasons.
那一个呢，可能是因为这个耶路撒冷的人，他们就是犹太的教会，他们那些那里的基督徒，他们的税特别重。
Because they have very high tax.
大家知道这个犹太人呢，有在两种人在犹太人的眼中是罪大恶极之人。
There are two kind of people who are very bad guy.
一种人就是淫乱的。
The sexual immoral people.
或者说更精确的讲，就是指妓女。
Prostitute.
那么第二种人呢，就是这个税吏。
And the tax collector.
就是为什么这个税吏让犹太人这么恨这个税吏。
Why do they hate the tax collector so much?
因为这个罗马人向犹太人收税。
Because the Roman collect tax from Jewish people.
那么这些罗马呢，指定这些犹太的人作为这个收税的这个收税的这个官。
They appoint some Jewish people as the tax collectors.
他们通常要多收一些。
They usually collect extra tax.
因为什么呢？因为除了要交给罗马，还有给他自己的。
Because they leave some for themselves.
所以这个税吏就是犹太人眼中的卖国贼。
So the tax collector they regard as traitors.
就像中国人怎么替日本人收税的那种。
Just as Chinese people collect tax for Japanese.
而且自己还贪污。
And they also get some for themselves.
所以他们的税收是很重的。
So they have very heavy tax.
那而且呢，这个犹太人他们呢，每年这个男丁都要向圣殿有固定的要有一笔奉献。
And also every year, every Jewish man just offer to the temple.
另外呢，这个因为他们信主以后，他们造成在耶路撒冷这个工作很困难。
Also, after they have been the Christian, it's very hard for them to walk in Jerusalem.
在第一世纪，最反对基督教的是犹太教的人。
The group that hate Christian most in first century is the Jewish group.
那么大家也记得，在早期教会开始的时候是凡物公用。
In the early church, people share everything together.
这也是可能导致呢，这个后来的这个耶路撒冷犹太的那些弟兄姐妹造成这个生活上的困难。
This is maybe also one reason for their problem.
看起来世界在哪里共产主义都是行不通的。
Seems communism is not a way everywhere.
那保罗在这里就说这个耶路撒冷教会他们在贫穷里面，所以呢，这个哥林多人要什么？要捐这个钱。
Paul said the Jerusalem the church is in poverty, so the Corinthians have to pay for them.
在犹太人的这个传统里面，是弟兄贫穷要照顾弟兄的这个责任。
According to Jewish tradition, you should look after your poor brothers.
当然，那些基督徒呢，那些犹太人已经是不顾他们的。
Although the Christians, the Jewish don't care about them.
因为他们是背叛祖宗，背叛犹太人的信仰。
Because they're a betrayer of their religion and their ancestors.
所以保罗，那么现在保罗说呢，这些我们的弟兄，现在教会的弟兄姊妹有责任去帮助他们。
So Paul said you have responsibility to help your brothers.
而且保罗说了，在加拉太的教会也这么做了。
And Paul said the church in Galatia also did like this.
其实腓立比的教会也这么做。
And also the Philippian churches.
那保罗甚至说呢，这个加拉太教会呢榜样非常好。
Paul even said there's a very good example of the Galatian church.
他们尽其所能的去帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
They did their best to help the Jerusalem
church. 那么你们哥林多人怎么能够落后呢？
How can you Corinthian people fall behind?
大家知道哥林多是一个比较富有的地方。
We know Corinthians are a rich place.
虽然教会呢只有几十个人。
Also, it's a small church.
但是呢，他们是在这个地方是因为商业城市，所以整体来讲是比较富裕的。
Because it's a commercial city, they are relatively rich.
我以前呢，常去的一个教会。
In the past, I always go to a church.
那一个教会呢，那个城啊，是一个新建的城，都是有钱人搬到那里去的。
In that church, it's a new established city. All the rich people moved to that city.
有一个安徽的人呢，跑到那个地方去讲道。
Once an Anhui person went there to preach.
所以呢，他就发现，哎呦，这个教会这么有钱。
He found the church is so rich.
结果后来他就写了一篇文章做一个广告，然后说自己去哪里教会呢？富人的教会讲道。
Then he write a paper about he go to a church of rich person people to preach.
结果呢，那个教会的那个长老啊，牧师，从此以后那就是折磨的痛苦的不得了。
Then the elders and the pastors of that church feel very painful.
为什么？因为那个募捐呐，那个到处四面八方的人都跑到那里去。
Because people from everywhere request them to donate.
而且那个寄过来的那个要钱的那个信多得不得了。
There are a lot of letters asking for donation.
但是哥林多教会是有钱的。
The Corinthian church is rich.
但是呢，他们在奉献上呢，好像呢没有那么尽力。
They seems they did not too much on the donation.
所以保罗说，你们呢要准备。
So Paul said you should be prepared.
要把这个钱呢在七日第一日，意思就是当时的，这是教会最早的圣经里面最早记录基督徒在主日崇拜的一个的第一个地方。
He said the first day of the seventh day, it's the first record of the Sunday worship.
大家知道什么是七日第一日，就是今天。
Do you know what's the first day of seven days? It's today.
其实我已经讲过很多次，但是我还讲，特别是大陆弟兄姊妹，很多人不知道，就是礼拜天是一个礼拜里面的第一天。
The Sunday is the first day of a week.
不是最后一天。
Not the last day.
最后一天是昨天。
The last day is yesterday.
那在礼拜天聚会，这是哥林在这个第一世纪的这个写哥林多书信的时候，那已经是一个惯例。
So it's a tradition when he write this epistle.
那所以基督徒的主日崇拜是很早就有了。
So the Sunday worship is a very early tradition.
如果你们有一天要碰到有一派的人，他们会告诉你说。基督徒在主日聚会是325年以后的。
Maybe you will meet some people of a sect. They will tell you the Sunday worship is after the 325.
这是罗马皇帝指定的一个太阳神的日子。
It's a day to worship the god of sun by the Roman Empire.
所以它叫 Sun Day.
So it is called the Sunday.
但是我要告诉你，这是一种很错误的。
This is totally wrong.
在早期教会的确没有 Sunday 这个说法。
In the early church, there is no such thing as Sunday.
是七日第一日。
The first day of the seven days.
我觉得又简单又更好的说法叫主日。
It's a easier and a better thing as the Dominion Day.
中文里面最好的叫法叫礼拜天。
The best way in Chinese speaking is the day for worshiping.
但是我在大陆的时候呢，这个即使是基督徒，很多人很少叫主日和礼拜天，都是什么？都是叫星期天。
But in when I'm in mainland, even the Christians they do not call it Dominion Day or the day for worshiping, just call it Sunday.
如果你在英文里面，更少有人告诉你说今天是 Lord's Day， 那说 Lord's Day， 很多人还不知道是什么 day 呢，对不对啊？
Yeah, in English, people, even real people will tell you it's loaded day.
但是如果说 Sunday, 谁都知道。
But if you talk about Sunday, everyone knows that.
但这是后，这个星期天的确是后期的讲法。
The Sunday is a later saying.
但是在，但是在这个圣经里面的七日第一日主日的聚会呢，是早就有了。
But the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, is very early in the Bible.
所以保罗说，你们在主日聚会的时候就要把这个钱凑起来。
So Paul said you should collect the money on Sunday, on the Lord's Day gathering.
就是在礼拜天的时候呀。那所以呢，他说免得我来的时候怎么样呢？你们呢临时凑，这就很不好。
So you don't have to collect the money when I come. That's not so good.
那保罗在这里特别指出来哥林多教会的一个责任，那就是要去周济这个穷人的责任。
So Paul pointed out one responsibility of the Corinthian church is to help the poor.
这也是今天教会很重要的一个责任。
This is also a very important responsibility of us.
今天教会在这个世上，我们仍然需要，甚至我们要对非基督徒的这些非基督徒的国家地区，我们要有献出我们的爱心。
In this world, we should help others, even the countries, the regions, which they are non-Christian.
有一次有一个人打电话给我讲了很久。
Once a man called me for a very long time.
就是他们的教会呢，有一笔钱去支持一个非洲的一个女孩。
They have some money to support an African girl.
然后呢，她是个穆斯林。
She's a Muslim.
结果呢，这教会就起了这个争论。
So there is quarreling among the church.
我们到底应不应该去支持穆斯林读书
？Should we support the Muslim to study？
不是让你们表决你们认为应不应该
？Do you think we should？
那今天我们可能需要这个什么去帮助的那些世界很多是异教徒。
So today we have to help those pagans among the world.
其实我们是仍然有责任去承担这个周济的重任。
We still have the responsibility to do that.
Yeah, 我在以前在马太福音专门讨论过这个
I talked about this in the book in the Matthew.
所以保罗说呢，这样呢，那你们要收集起来，然后我来的时候呢，那我就要把这个钱带到耶路撒冷去。
So you collect it, and when I come, I take the money to Jerusalem.
但是保罗说不一定我自己去。
Maybe I not by myself.
不过这里呢，我们中文看不出这个玄机来。
We cannot see what's subtle in Chinese.
就是保罗这句话其实有一个比较含蓄的，它其实还有一个意思在里面。
There is some more sophisticated meaning in this sentence.
他的意思是说，你们的钱收集来以后呢，也许你们派人送去，或者我自己带去。
So Paul said, after you collect money, maybe you send by yourself, or I come and collect it.
那为什么别人去，或者是他去呢？
Why the difference?
其实这里保罗的意思是看你们的这个钱到底有多少。
Paul's meaning is according to how much do you have?
保罗的意思就是说，你们看你们收起来值不值得我亲自跑一趟。
Paul said, after you collect it, is that meaningful for me to come?
那意思就是说，如果你们只有一点点的话呢，那就是不必要劳驾。不必要自己跑一趟。
Paul said, if you only have a little bit, it's not necessary for me to come.
意思是保罗很看重这件事情。
It means Paul think highly of this.
就是对基督徒对于这个奉献、对爱心支持贫穷的这样的一个问题呢，保罗是很看重的。
Paul think it's a very important issue for Christians.
为什么这件事情这么重要呢
？Why it's so important?
那这个事情它不只是钱的问题，它有一个更深的一个很多的理由在后面。
It's not only the problem of money. There are deeper meanings.
因为如果这个外邦教会支持耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹们
，If the Gentile church supported Jerusalem brothers and sisters，
这个表达在犹太人跟外邦人现在成了一个新的群体。
It expresses a new relationship, a new group between the Jewish and the Gentile。
就是变成我们是弟兄的关系。
We are brothers.
就好像旧约里面那些要顾念弟兄贫穷的这样的一种美德或者传统，现在到了教会里面。
The virtue of in the Old Testament to look after brothers are now in our church.
而且不仅仅是这样。
It's not only like this.
为什么呢？因为外邦人跟犹太人的问题一直很严重。
Because there are huge problems between Gentiles and the Jewish people.
这彼此之间呢有很多的隔阂。
There are huge problems.
那么现在呢，保罗希望呢，那这个外邦的教会能够去帮助耶路撒冷的教会，就是要更多体现在基督里面外邦人跟犹太人的合一。
So, Paul hopes through the Gentiles help the Jews, unity of the Christian can be manifested.
所以保罗说，你们呢对待这个收集的这个事情，保罗呢在这里讲了很多，而且呢就语重心长的告诉他们，一定要好好的去收集这个款项。
Paul talked a lot about the correction and tells them seriously that you must pay attention to this.
我们今天教会在这样一个在今天的世界里面，教会仍然在这样冷漠的世界里面去承担这个去分享去爱去帮助的这样的一个使命。
In today's world, we also have to share and to help others.
比尔盖茨那有一次到中国去呢，请中国人吃饭。
Once Bill Gates come to China, went to China and just invited some Chinese people to have dinner.
但是我知道很多人看新闻都知道，很少中国人出席。
There are not too many Chinese people attend.
为什么呢？因为它是一个慈善晚宴。
Because it's for charity.
那意思就是你来吃饭是要捐钱。
So if you come, you should donate.
然后那个时候呢，那一年呢，中国的首富是谁呢？是那个娃哈哈的那个老板。
At that year, the richest person in China is the founder of Waha.
然后他也没去。
He did not go.
然后那个中央电视台就采访了。
So the CCTV just asked him.
然后呢，这个 interviewed
him.、
Yeah. 然后呢，他呢就这个说了，你比尔盖茨来请你们吃饭，你去了吗？我没去。
He asked, after Bill Gates come and invite you, did you go?
那个比尔盖茨那一次的这个的慈善是对非洲的一种很容易治的病，但是每一个人我忘记每一个人大概是$4，就是那个药啊，一次每一天用大概需要$4的这个药费。
There's a disease that is easy to cure in Africa, but it costs $4 each day for each person. So Bill Gates want to donate some money for that.
然后那个中央台问那个中国的那个老板说，你为什么不去吃饭呢？
The CCTV asked him, why don't you come?
他说我认为企业家捐钱这件事情呢，不见得是一件什么好事。
He said it's maybe not a very good thing for the entrepreneurs to donate.
那记者就问了，那为什么，那什么原因呢？
So they asked why.
他说我们的这些钱呢，是要用来这个投资，创造更大的价值。
So he said our money should be invested and make more value.
我们呢要去什么，提供更多的就业机会，这才是慈善。
We should provide more opportunities for employment. That's the
大家会觉得他刚听他的，当然了，这个电视台这么做的用意很明显了就是说他的意思大家都知道。那他的这个说法好像听起来好像很有道理。
The intention of the CCTV is very obvious for us, and his speaking seems make a lot of sense.
那如果我们再多想一下，你就想一个人的生命重要还是工作重要？
But if we think further of this, is the life of a man more important or the work opportunity of employment more important?
你提供给十个人就业机会重要，还是你去救十个孩子重要？
Is you offer 10 opportunities more important, or you save 10 lives more important?
而且这个不仅仅是一个用钱，不仅仅是一个纯粹投资的问题，它还是一个还是关心到一种人道的，有跟生命有关的。
But and the spending money is not only about the investment, also about the humanity of about the life.
然后后来呢，这个比尔盖茨呢，那过了不久，在哈佛大学演讲，就是毕业演讲。
Later, Bill Gates gave a graduate speech in Harvard University.
他就讲自己这个到处募款的这个结果。
He talked about his result of raising money.
那些很有钱的人很少去回应他的这个邀请。
He said those richest people rarely respond to him.
他说为什么呢
？Why so?
因为所有人都知道。这种钱投资是没有任何回报的。
Because everyone knows this kind of investment, give you nothing.
至少暂时不可能有什么利益上的回报。
At least temporarily do not give you any interest.
如果比尔盖茨说啊，我的公司要研发一个新产品，谁愿意投资呢？全世界的人都会来求他。
If Bill Gates said I want to develop a new product, maybe the whole world will come.
然后他还讲到一个特别有趣，他说如果我现在宣布我要开发一项产品，叫做什么呢？生发剂，长头发的。
He said if I want to develop a product to help the growth of the hair.
他说有不知道有多少人要来求我说，哎呀，这个能不能我钱给你呀？啊，我要把钱给你。
I don't know how many people will come to beg me to invest.
然后他就指出他的治疗一个孩子只几百美元的这种医疗费用，为什么啊？这为什么这么多人没有人愿意去帮助
？It's only few hundreds of dollars to help a child. Why don't they just donate?
然后呢，他讲了一个我认为是很有创意的，可能很多大学不会教的。他说像哈佛大学。你们这些这个最聪明的同学们是为了要承担更多这样的责任。
He told our world that I think is very creative and may not be taught in the university. He said you guys in Harvard, you are the most smart guy in this world. You should take higher responsibility.
但是如果大家住在波士顿啊，可能很多人就知道了。那哈佛大学呢的这方面的名声不怎么好。
If you live in Boston, you know Harvard don't have a very good reputation on this.
他们只接受啊多的不得了的这个捐款。
They take a lot of donations.
我有一次看到一个新闻，那个美国的联邦政府准备对哈佛的存款收税。
There's a news that the federal government want to collect tax from their saving.
我看到的那个就是说，如果哈佛连续多久那个1.6亿美金没有动过的话，就要收税。
If they do not use the $16 trillion saving for some certain time, they just collect money.
所以呢，后来就我们想办法，那一定要把这个钱用出去。
So they think they must find some way to use it.
你说白宫都关门，他们都还不 donate， 对不对？
Even the government is shut down, they do not donate.
那但是我们今天不是去依赖世界上的那些富人去捐款。
We are not want to rely on those rich people to donate.
那而是今天在上帝的教会要去承担这样的一个责任。
But the God's church should take such responsibility.
啊，所以有一个牧师，就是也是很有名的一个牧师，陈佐仁牧师。
One very famous pastor, 陈佐仁。
那 Stephen Chen.
Stephen Chen.
他说到三件事情，我很感动。
He mentioned the three issues that I'm.
他说在美国的中国的弟兄姊妹们。
He said, The Chinese brothers and sisters in United States.
他说你要知道你一定要有一颗回国的心。
You must have a heart to go back.
有一个回国的 back to
back to China.
那他说呢，最理想当然就是你人回去。
The most ideal way is you go back by
当然, yourself. 当然不是被驱逐啦，或者是没有工作啦，或者什么之类的啊。
Of course, not deported or lost your job.
他说，如果你人不回去呢？
If you do not go back by yourself,
他说你的祷告要回去。
And your prayer should come back.
你至少在美国，你要为中国祷告。
You at least pray for China in United States.
他说，如果呢，你的祷告呢也不那么那么多。
Even you don't have so much prayers.
他说最多限最低限度。
At least.
你的钱要回去。
Your money come back.
很多人说我国内的想办法弄不出来了，还这里回去啊。
As many people said, I cannot get money from China, then I give Chinese to the money.
所以我们需要去啊顾念那在不同的地方的那些贫穷的弟兄姊妹们。
So we should think of those brothers and sisters in different places.
甚至是那些贫穷的非基督徒。
Even those poor non-Christians.
所以保罗在很看重教会做这件事情。
Paul is very serious about this.
如果按我个人的观点，我认为教会的钱全部花掉是最好的。
My personal opinion is we spend all of our money.
但大家都知道美国教会都有一笔存款。
But we know every American church has some savings.
教会其实在善事上，在爱心上把所有的钱花完，那是最好的。
It's good, best for the church that spend all of money for the charity, for the.
所以求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
那个教会不要变成不会变成守财奴。
So we may the church do not keep their money.
我见过好几个教会，他们有几百万的存款。
I saw a lot of churches. They have millions of savings.
我对他们说，我说你以为到了天堂，上帝会称赞你说，哎呦，你存钱真有一手啊。
I told them, do you think God will, after you go to heaven, God will tell you you are so good at saving?
我说你到了在上帝永恒的国度里面，你的这种为教会的这种钱存在银行有什么用？那就是废物。
I told him it's this money is useless in the eternal kingdom.
大家知道这种从最简单的这个在经济里面最简单的一条就是存钱是最坏的用钱的办法。就是使用钱的存钱是最坏的方法。
The simplest principle of economics is saving money is the most stupid way.
所以保罗告诉哥林多教会，你们要把这个钱拿出来。
Paul told Corinthians to take the money out.
去帮助犹太的弟兄姊妹。
To help the Jewish brothers.
今天我们同样教会地方教会需要的为很多不同的这种需要来捐款。
Today also our church should donate for different.
然后第二段我要很快就提一提就过去了。
The second point I just mentioned.
那保罗说呢，我要可能会经过哥林多，但是我不会在那里停留。
Paul said, maybe I will come to Corinthians, but do not stay here.
因为我不想呢，很简单跟你们呢吃顿饭就好了。我想要在那里住一段时间。
He said, I do not want just simply have a dinner with you, but
所以他说我现在不去。
So I won't come now.
因为他现在还要在以弗所这个地方。
Because I have to stay in Ephesus.
他说为什么在以弗所呢？他这讲到令人兴奋的一个事情，说现在有宽大。又有功效的门为我开了。
Because a great door for effective work has opened for him in Ephesus.
也就是传福音在那个地方非常非常容易，而且呢有果效。
It's easy and fruitful to preach in there.
我们不太清楚保罗讲的这个宽大是什么意思。
I don't know what does it means the effective.
大概就是很自由吧。
Maybe large freedom.
Freely, 就是很自由的跟别人去
传福音。Maybe it's very free to preach.
然后呢，有功效是肯定是指很多人就信了。
The effective means a lot of people believe.
所以保罗呢
I mentioned the great door previously.
所以保罗呢，他要待在那里。
So Paul decided to stay there.
但是保罗也提到，他的反对的人也多。
Paul also said a lot of people oppose him.
这种情况是非常常见的。
This situation is very common.
我们知道传福音从来都不是一个简单的事情。
We know it's never an easy work to preach.
我们知道今天人传福音没有遭到人反对抵触反感，那可能这个传福音的人哪一点上可能有不对劲。
We know that even today, if a people to preach, he is not opposed by others, maybe he has some problem.
人人都要去这个教会，然后呢，这个信主好像的什么，对他没有任何这种心理的压力，那这估计没有心理的挣扎，这估计不是正常的。
If everyone just want to go to church and do not struggle of believing, it's not so normal.
真正的福音总是不受人啊人的这种天性来讲是不受人欢迎的。
The true gospel is not welcomed by human nature.
我们知道今天有很多明星信主了。
We know that today a lot of stars they.
比如说在亚洲，在台湾啊，周杰伦，对不对？
In Taiwan, the Jay Chou.
可能这个周杰伦的这个粉丝啊，就在问了：周杰伦平常礼拜天在哪个教会做礼拜啊
？Maybe the fans of him will ask which church do he attend in Sunday.
为什么？因为他平常找不找人，所以礼拜天去什么找他签名啊
？Maybe we can go and have a signature of him.
我可以确切的，我去过好几个教会，都是有很有名的人在那里聚会的教会。
I attended several churches. There are very famous figure in.
他就是很平常的跟大家一起聚会。
They're just in the church like everyone else.
所以感谢上帝啊，那个秘密没有被人写出来。
Praise God, the secret is not leaked.
没有很多人的每天来教会那个什么排队骚扰签字。
Not a lot of people come to the church for signature.
但是保罗在那里呢比较自由，但是他有很多困难。
So Paul is very free, but has a lot of problems.
他到底有什么哪一些的困难呢
？Which problems？
我们也不太清楚。
We don't know.
就是他就是说对不起，说有很多反对的人，到底是哪一些人反对呢
？A lot of people oppose him.
具体的我们不太清楚，但可能是犹太人。
Maybe Jewish people.
可能是以弗所是一个知识分子 的很多的地方。
Maybe Ephesus is a place of intellectuals.
可能这个辩论的工作很辛苦。
It's hard to debate with them.
可能也是别的希腊的这个宗教的人对他的反对。
Maybe other religious people of the Greek.
甚至有可能是他的一些曾经的同工，或者是他的教会里面的人。
Even people in the church or his former co-workers.
这一点我要特别的指出来。
I should point this out.
在福音的工作上面，最大的压力、最大的困难，不是来自外边的。
In the work of gospel, the hardest pressure is not come external.
不是政治上的迫害。
It's not a political persecution.
不是这种经济上面的支持。
Not the economic poverty.
最大的往往是来自教会内部的问题。
The huge problem is internal of the church.
是教会很多很多在福音的施工上，很多教会并不热心和积极。
A lot of churches they are not so enthusiastic on the gospel.
如果要讲，我们有很多的经文。
We have a lot of verses about this.
上帝要让福音的这个福音让世界上的所有人都有机会听到福音，来分享这个福音。
God wants everyone in this world have opportunity to the gospel.
但是犹太人他们就是不去传扬上帝的这个福音。
Jews just do not preach.
那后来呢？这个新约的教会
，The church in New Testament.
耶稣已经讲得很清楚，你们要到普天下去去宣扬这。
Jesus pointed, said that you should preach all over the world.
但是呢，这个初期的教会还是没有一个很有计划的这样的去传福音。
But the early church they do not have a good plan for preaching.
不过有个人的基督徒非常热心的传扬。
But there are several individuals.
所以在教会里面，往往在这些工作有的时候有很多的反对。
So in the church, always a lot of people oppose such work.
就我们知道今天在福音上有很多的需要。
We know there's a lot of needs in gospel.
我常常收到来自在这个中东的那些宣教的代祷。
I always received a request for prayer from the Middle East for the gospel.
中东的那个宣教士 missionary.
The missionaries in Middle East.
他们在那个地方的生存啊，看的有的时候让人真是感动的不得了。
Their situation of survival is so touching for me.
但是让我想到另外一件事情是。看到今天的教会对宣教士 的那种支持，真是啊，真是感到啊，非常非常的难过。
I feel very shame about our support to those missionaries today.
你说今天教会对宣教士有没有支持呢
？Do we have support to those missionaries?
有。
Yes.
但是状况是怎么样呢
？How good is that?
啊，容许我说的状况大多比较多的情况，这。是意思意思。
Just a little bit to them.、嗯、
那么算比较好的是什么
？What is better?
吃不饱，饿不死。
They are not starve and they are not live very good.
Yeah, 我们在这方面，在教会，在福音的事工上面的支出，是我们所有 budget 里面啊，我们是不理想的。
We don't have ideal spend on our
我曾经去到这种藏族区那个3000米的这样的那些地方。
I went to the plateau for the Tibets.
我看到那在那边的宣教士。
I saw some missionaries over there.
你难以想象。
You cannot imagine that.
我认识一个人，他本来是个有洁癖的人。
他
有洁癖啊，就是爱干净的不得了。
I know a guy he loved the cleanness.
就是到了很 crazy 的程度啊，这种。
He's very very crazy.
那然后呢？但是呢，他去那个地方，你知道，天天要用牛粪煮饭吃。
After he went to those places, he have to cook his dinner with the shit of.
那里没有 gas， 那也没有地方砍木头。
He do not have gas or wood.
他们要烧东西就用牛粪烧。
He just used the shit of.
我去的时候，他就用那个煮咖啡给我喝。
He used the shit to cook coffee for me.
还好那个咖啡味道还很特别。
But the coffee is very special.
他在那些地方，那些宣教士，我们问起他的一些的情况。
After I asked the situation of him.
都是有一些个人的信徒的支持。
He has some personal Christian to support him.
没有教会的作为一个差派的背景。
Not any church to send him.
这是多么遗憾。
It's very pity.
所以呢，我们两个人去的，那个弟兄说，我们身上所有现金都给他算了。
I come with another brother. He said we should give all of cash.
就留一点回家什么那个加油的钱。
Just to save some for the gasoline.
因为那个高原啊，真是那个啊，真是前不着村后不着地的。
It's a plateau. You cannot see any village around.
但是在传福音的工作，教会在支持方面啊，有的时候是很弱。
It's very weak support of the church.
不过另一方面
，preaching.
那另一方面呢，今天的宣教士呢，有的情况也很混乱。
On the other hand, the situation of the missionaries is not so good today.
Yeah, 这是另外一个问题。
It's another issue.
所以保罗说，以弗所的福音工作很有果效，但是有很多人反对。
So Paul said the gospel in Ephesus is very effective, but a lot of people oppose him.
接下来保罗都是讲到几个人。
Later Paul mentioned several people.
他说，如果提摩太来呢，你们就要注意了。
He said, "If Timothy come, you should pay attention to."
他说你们要叫在他那里在叫他在你们那里没有惧怕。
You should not let him fear.
接下来就说呢，不可以藐视他。
Do not despise him.
那在这里呢，我们知道提摩太是早期保罗的学生里面很出色的一个人。
We know that Timothy is outstanding student of Paul.
但是呢，提摩太呢，有一个特点，他在性格上比较懦弱。
But Timothy, he is not a very
he's
kind of weak.
他很胆小。
Yeah,
然后呢，他呢，他呢，这个呢，很就是很脆弱，心里很脆弱。
He's weak in his heart.
我们今天的心理学的说法大概是不够自信吧。
In today's psychology, maybe do not have enough confidence.
然后呢，保罗说你他去你们那里的时候，你们不要让他在那里有什么有害怕。
So Paul said, after he come here, do not let him fear.
提摩太非常内向。
Timothy is very involved.
甚至可能是一种腼腆。
He do not like to speak.
就是
sorry.
对啊，那然后就是什么？就是人一多呢，说话就慌里慌张。
After there are too many people, he feel nervous about speaking.
我现在基本上是演的还可以了啊。
I'm much better now.
其实我也是又胆小又内向。
I'm like Timothy.
Not like Timothy. OK, 然后这提摩太呢，他呢，这什么呢？就是很容易被人这个什么不注意。
Timothy is very easily to be ignored.
被人小看。
To be think little of.
所以呢，就跑到哥林多来讲道。
After he come to Corinth to preach.
这个哥林多说，保罗，我们都不当一回事。
Corinthians said, even Paul, we don't think it's.
你是谁呀、
Who are you?
你一个小鬼跑到这里来干什么？
You're just a little child. Why,
我第一次去安徽讲道。
The first time I went to 安徽 to preach.
那个教会的长老直接对着会众对我说：“今天讲道是这个什么那个浙江来的这个小鬼。”他说。
the elder of the church said, "Today this little guy from 浙江 will preach."
我说你叫我什么都可以，都不要叫小鬼好不好
I said you can call me anything but a little guy.
你们知道。在教会有的时候很世俗化，比较内向的，比较缺少那种什么powerful 那种魅力的人呢，然后会被忽视，被藐视。
In the church, we have some very worldly tradition. Those not so powerful guys maybe just ignored.
你们知道这个真实的一个事情，宋尚杰有一次讲到。那个教会唱歌唱了一个多小时在等传道人，可是他已经坐在那里。
Once Song is preaching, the church sing the song for totally an hour, although he's already there.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人家想起他是美国留学回来的博士。
Because they think he's a doctor from United States.
一定是什么？一定是穿着非常洋气哈、啊，中国人说非常洋气啊。
He must be very well dressed.
是中国人叫另外一个词叫做 modern 啊，非常这个摩登
very modern,
啊，我们翻译为非常摩登啊。然后呢，一定是什么？一定是啊，非常有气质那样子。
He must be very charming.
哪里晓得，冲上去穿布鞋、穿布衣啊，然后呢，这个什么头发乱蓬蓬的。
But he is in traditional Chinese clothes and very dirty.
我保证他身上还有一股味道。
Maybe some smell.
因为他常常赶路啊，整个月都没有换衣服。
Because sometimes he is just traveling and do not change the clothes.
等啊等，这个讲道人怎么还不来？
So the people just wait and wait for the preacher.
大牌就是难请啊。
So it's so hard to invite.
后来这个宋尚杰自己受不了，你们为什么聚会唱这么长的歌？
But then he just can stand up.
他说我们在等传道人啊。
We're waiting for the preacher.
他说我不就是吗
？I am.
然后大家说真的吗？
They said, "Are you serious?"
所以没想到上去以后的骂的每一个人都是什么啊？这不得了为止啊
！After he come, he just blame everyone.
那是不是因为小看他？是因为他风格就是这样
？It's not because they despise him because he's.
所以提摩太，他生性就是他。比较不出众，给人感觉。
Timothy is not so outstanding. According to
就是没有那种特别的一种什么那种领袖的魅力。
He's not so charismatic.
所以他而且他很年轻。
He's very young.
保罗在提摩太后书的时候就过了大概十几年，保罗写信还叫提摩太说，不要叫人小看你年轻。
After 10 years in the second Timothy, Paul even tells him, "Do not let people despise you because of."
所以可见提摩太有多么年轻。这个时候。
So we can see how young is Timothy here.
所以保罗说你们要不要这个藐视他。
So Paul said, "You do not despise him."
我再告诉你们一个真实的故事。
I tell you another true story.
那有一个人对我道了无数次的歉。
One guy just apologized to me for a lot of times.
对，就是因为呢，有一次呢，都是很有名的人聚会，然后除了我以外。
Once there are a lot of famous people.
他从头到尾都没有招呼我。
He did not.
然后我一进门没有什么打热情的招呼，然后也没有什么中国人要什么夹菜给我吃之类的，那其他人都很客气这样。
He just do not say hello to me.
不过我从来对这个都不会在意的，真的。
I do not care so much about it.
我才不要人家拿菜给我吃。
I do not want their food.
然后呢，后来呢，他终于有一次机会，不晓得从哪里，那结果呢，他真的在我们教会认识我了。
Later, he got an opportunity to know me in our church.
然后呢，这个他就对我热情的很，然后就道歉说：“抱歉啊，我上次真是没有认出你来啊，然后怎么样？”
He just become very enthusiastic.
然后他又给我介绍什么名人说：“啊，那个人很有名，我介绍你去认识。
”And he also want.
然后又要请吃饭，搞得我呢非常不自在。
And also invite me for dinner. And
我还在家想呢，我最近哪怠慢他，或者是怎么回事
？I also think did I despise him recently?
但其实有的时候说，有的时候是什么？是教会里面有一些很世俗的文化。
It's just some very secular culture in the church.
我们总是喜欢那种按世俗的成功的吸引人那个标准来衡量。
We just want to judge people according to the secular successfulness.
所以我们保罗就吩咐他们不可以以貌取人。
Paul just tells them do not judge people by appearance.
要尊重上帝的仆人。
Respect God's servant.
然后另外一个人呢就是亚波罗。
Another person is.
保罗说叫亚波罗去哥林多去。
Paul asked Apollo to come to Corinth.
大家知道亚波罗，保罗跟亚波罗的关系是很好。
We know there is a great relationship between.
大家如果清楚，哥林多有一派人叫亚波罗派。
We know there is a party of Apollos in Corinth.
那么你就知道保罗叫亚波罗跑到哥林多去，那不是很冒险吗？
We know it's great risk to send Apollos to Corinth. 但是
保罗跟亚波罗之间是没有问题的。
But there is no problem between Paul and Apollos.
有的时候教会也是有这么古怪的事情，两个同工都没有关系，但下面有两派人。
Sometimes it's also such weird thing in the church. Two co-workers do not have problem, but two parties.
用一句北京人的说法，亚波罗很逗啊。
According to
亚波罗很有意思啊。
Seeing Apollos is very interesting.
这保罗他说，我现在死也不去。
I just do not want come.
他说我绝对不去。
I just don't.
就那地方我已经什么怕了，不去了。
I'm afraid of that place.
但是我想我这个主要的原因不是因为他不敢去哥林多了。
I don't think this is the main reason.
主要是很可能是因为以弗所的这个机会，亚波罗也一样想留在以弗所。
Probably Apollos also cherished the opportunity.
所以保罗接下来呢就有几个劝勉。
Later, there are several teachings.
你们要警醒。
You should.
十三节。
Okay, you should be on your guard.
那么这个watchful.
You should be watchful.
那在你们要警醒呢？这里的这个词通常是跟主再来有关系的。
The watchful usually related to the second coming.
那所以在二十二节会提到这一点。
In the verse 22, we'll mention this.
那第二个呢？保罗说你们要在真道上站立的稳。
You should stand firm in the faith.
那这里呢，其实就是哥林多人所缺少的。
This is what the Corinthians don't have.
他们在最基本的信仰上摇摆不定。
They just
就是非常浮土。
Basic faith. Yeah.
所以在保罗在第一章开始讲到十字架的道理。
In the first chapter, Paul talked about the cross.
十五章讲到复活的道理。
In chapter 15 about the resurrection.
这就是最基本的信仰。
This is the basic faith.
但是哥林多人却不明白。
But they don't understand.
基督徒有的时候是这样子。
The Christians sometimes just like this.
怎么样教导？怎么样啊？怎么样啊？学习就是对基本的信仰掌握不了。
After taught and study hardly, they just don't understand the.
然后在这里，保罗说你们要做大丈夫。
Paul said you should.
大丈夫。使三节的后面半。
To be men of courage. And strong.
意思就是要成熟一些。
You should be more mature.
要做个什么？这要长大，不要太幼稚。
Be grow up, don't be naive.
就是哥林多人就是幼稚，但却认为自己很成熟。
They are very naive, but think themselves very mature.
通常这个幼稚的人都是认为自己很成熟。
Usually the naive people just think themselves as mature.
然后呢，说要刚强。
Should be strong.
这个刚强的意思不是指的这个更强悍，而是指的更有立场。
Strong do not mean to be more powerful, but to be stand fast, to be stand firm in the faith.
那其实哥林多人在道德的问题上非常妥协。
There are a lot of compromise of Corinthians in the moral issues.
所以呢，教会里面那些的淫乱、离婚很随便。
It's very common of divorce or sexual immorality.
保罗说你们要刚强。
You should be strong.
就是在这些问题上不要妥协。
Do not compromise in these issues.
我相信很多基督徒都会认同的是，今天美国教会需要刚强。
I think most of us think the American church today need to be strong.
在道德上不妥协。
Do not compromise in the moral issues.
但是保罗不是说你们刚强不能是蛮不讲理。
Strong do not mean not
reasonable. 但是这一切都是为了爱心而做。
All of these are for the love.
今天美国有很多教会为同性恋游行。
Today a lot of churches prayed for the homosexual.
但是我们要问一个问题，就是我们这么做究竟是为了什么？是出于爱心，还是一种政治的运动？
But we should ask ourselves, why do we do so? For the love or for or some political intentions?
那接下来他讲到史蒂凡的一家。
Later he talk about Stephanus.
那意思是他们这一家人让保罗感到很的安慰。
This family bring Paul great comfort.
他不仅仅是非常的劳苦，而且呢，他还什么把哥林多人对待保罗。不足的地方都补上了。
They not only work a lot, but also supplied with Paul what Corinthians lacked of him.
其中我想大概就是包含支持保罗的宣教工作。
I think one of those is supporting Paul of his missionary.
那接下来保罗是一个问安。
Later, there's the final greetings.
是教会，还有这个亚居拉和百居拉，大家知道，这是一对非常敬虔的夫妇。
And the Aquila and the Priscilla, we know they are very pious couple.
他们也是带领一个家庭教会的负责人。
They responsible for a household church.
然后又有其他的弟兄都问安。
And the other brothers.
这些问安什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this greeting?
就是哥林多教会虽然这么坏，但是弟兄们还是接纳了他们。
Although you are so bad, we still accept you.
众教会仍然接纳他们为主的教会。
Every church still accept you as church of the Lord.
别的基督徒也接纳哥林多的信徒为弟兄姐妹。
Other Christians still accept you as brothers and sisters.
所以在这里我们会看到保罗说你们亲嘴问安，但是要圣洁。
Paul said you greeting each other with a holy kiss.
这让我们提醒我们的这个西方人的这种见面礼不见得都那么高尚。
This mentioned us the kiss of the Western people not have to be very holy.
但是这个保罗呢说要圣洁，亲嘴问安，但是要圣洁。
Paul said you have to be holy.
所以你们知道圣经的原则不能够按照字面执行的。
We know that the principle of Bible cannot take literally.
如果我们今天每一个礼拜天早上一来，大家都先亲一下，肯定不大家不愿意来，对不对？
If we still kiss each other today, maybe a lot of you.
因为这对我们华人的文化来讲呢，这是一个很难接受的。
It's very offensive to our culture.
那所以圣经里面有文化的部分是我们不需要遵守的。
There are culture part of the Bible that we don't have to obey.
但是圣洁的原则是普世的基督徒都应该遵守
的。But the principle of holy is everyone should obey.
最后保罗呢有一个很特别的亲笔的问安。
Later, there's a very special greeting by his own hand.
那保罗亲笔问安。
And Paul's greeting.
他为什么亲笔？别的都是他说别人写的。
This part is by his own hand. The other parts, it's.
因为那个保罗的眼睛很不好。
Because his eyes have problems.
所以他要亲自写字的话呢，要写的很大。
If he write by himself, the word have to be very big.
那个当时的纸很贵很贵。
The paper, the papyrus is very.
如果保罗写这么大呢，那个纸不得了。
If he just writes that huge word, it's very expensive.
后来保罗就问那个写的人还剩下多少纸啊
？So Paul just asked the guy who write.
那个人给他说
how many paper do we have?
还有半尺，那让我写几个。
We have half an inch, so just let me write a few words.
为什么保罗要亲笔问安
？Why Paul greeting them?
对保罗来讲，这是至关重要的一件事情。
For Paul, this is very important.
这是他要表达对教会的这一种那种爱之深。
He wants to express his deep love to the Corinthian church.
但是他突然在这里，这所有其他书信都没有的，加入一个很可怕的一句话。说若有人不爱主，这人是可咒可诅。
He added later an awful word that here, if anyone do not love the Lord, a curse be upon him.
这里的弟兄姊妹读了不要太担忧啊。这里的不爱主的意思是没有爱主，就没不是程度上爱的不够，而是没有爱主。
This do not love God is not about the level, but about do not love God at all.
那所以呢，没不爱。祭主的人，这人是可咒可诅的。
So, whoever do not love God, he is to be cursed.
这是一个旧约的用词。
This is a word in Old Testament.
意思就是要上帝那种最严厉的审判。
Means the God's severe judgment.
在最后，保罗用了一个词说：“主必要来。”
Paul later said, "Oh, come, O Lord."
这是一个亚兰文。
This is a Aramaic.
这个就在早期的教会里面，就是一个常常基督徒常常说的。
A word that early Christian talked a lot.
是全球基督徒不用翻译的一个词。
This is a word that don't have to be translated.
就好像哈利路亚。
Like hallelujah.
所有人都听得懂。
Everyone can understand.
虽然很多人到现在也不知道它是什么意思。
Although a lot of.
但只要说哈利路亚，大阿们准没错。
You know, Amen. Follow the Hallelujah.
那主必快来就是一个亚兰口语。
So, come, O Lord, is an Aramaic word.
这是一个感叹词，说主啊，来吧。
This means come, O Lord.
但中文没有翻译出来。
But Chinese did not translate this.
这是表达在早期的基督徒他们的一种末世盼望。
It expressed the hope of the end of the early church.
最后的两节保罗一种双重的问候。
There are double greetings in the last two verses.
他说：“主耶稣的恩典与你们同在。”
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
保罗在这里说：“我在基督耶稣里的爱与你们同在。”
My love to all of you in Christ Jesus.
那这基督的恩典啊，这是。保罗的最后没有以什么像希腊人写信，最后都是万事如意、身体健康、恭喜发财。
Paul did not like the Greeks just bless people with health or fortunate.
这跟中国人差不多了。
It's like Chinese.
但是呢，这个保罗却是说主的恩惠。
But Paul talk about the grace of.
我们真正需要的，我们生命中真正重要的是那些属灵的祝福。
What we need is.All in our life is the spiritual blessings.
保罗说：“我的爱与你们同在，这是一种独特的祝福。”
It's a very special greeting.
他担心哥林多人读了这么严厉的书信呢，可能你会很难过。
He worried about after reading such serious later.
所以保罗在这里
will be very, very upset.
充满那充满爱的表达，他说我的爱跟你们同在。
So Paul's expression full of love that my love be with you.
所以在这里保罗所表达的是什么？是严父慈母的情怀。
So Paul here expressed in a way that of a serious father and a merciful mother.
我讲这么重的话，就是因为出于对你们的爱。
I speak so seriously because of my love towards you.
所以当我在看到这一节，在分析这些经文的时候，我很长久的心里面 的一个感动。
After when I'm analyzing this verse, I'm touched for a very long time in my heart.
这是一个几十年为主工作的仆人。
This is a servant that served the Lord for.
他心里面牵挂着一个地方的一个小教会。
He is so much thinking about a small church.
他这么严重，他感到很伤心，就很严厉的责备他们。
Blame them very seriously because he feels sad.
但又他又担心他们承受不了。
But he also worries too much for them.
所以他说，我的爱跟你们同在。
So he said, "My love be with you."
这是一个为父为母的心。
This is a heart of father and mother.
愿主赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
让我们从哥林多的前书里面能够知道基督徒或者说一个教会，我们应当怎么样行。
Let us know how do a church or Christians should behave in the First Corinthians.
Now, 我还没有最终决定呢，我们的明年的开始的讲道的系列。
I did not decide yet what should we preach.
我请弟兄姊妹能够为这个事情祷告。
Please for this.
但是我心里大概有三四个选择。
We have several options.
我有两个礼拜的考虑时间。
I have 2 weeks to.
请弟兄姊妹也特别为这个事情来祷告。
Pray for this.
你的期待在新一年里面，你的期待是什么
？What's your expectation for this?
我们一起来祷告。